from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Energy Ministry responds to Pertamina oil spill in Balikpapan Bay. Press and societies launch anti-hoax website. News on tourist visas for Israelis is a hoax. Now the news in detail. In an unprecedented move, 22 national and regional news media organizations and a number of associations have launched a website to debunk false news and hoaxes ahead of the 2019 elections in Indonesia. The name of the website, checkfakta.com, translates to fact check in English, and the joint project was initiated by the Alliance of Independent Journalists, AJ, the Indonesian Cyber Media Association, MC, and the Indonesian Anti-Slander Society, MAFINDO, Internews, and Google News Initiative. The news media organization is made mostly of online news media or the digital version of established dailies. Representatives of the organization signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the collaboration during the 2018 Trusted Media Summit held on May 5th and 6th in Jakarta. The Indonesian Cyber Media Association, or AMSI, chairman Wenceslaus Manggut says in Jakarta on Saturday that AMSI believes that the initiative is a breakthrough that this country needs to fight hoaxes and disinformation, especially ahead of regional elections this year and legislative as well as presidential elections next year. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry's Oil and Gas Engineering and Environment Director Suryaningsih said that there needs to be an emergency response restoration procedure for Pertamina's broken oil pipe following the oil spill in the Balikpapan Bay, East Kalimantan. Suryaningsih recently said in Jakarta that the oil spill indeed lacked the emergency system. A temporary analysis states that Pertamina's 12mm thick and 20-inch diameter oil pipe was damaged by the anchor of the MV Effort Judger cargo ship that dragged the pipe located 25 meters underwater. According to Suryaningsih, the pipe was in good condition and had no corrosion. Furthermore, Suryaningsih requested the Directorate General of Sea Transportation to put extra efforts in tightening the safety precaution of several regions that are passed by ships, especially since it is responsible for issuing anchoring permits. Pertamina has planned to sue the owner and operator of the cargo ship that has allegedly damaged its Balikpapan Bay oil pipe intentionally by dragging the pipe with the ship's anchor. The state-owned oil company has filed a report to the Kalimantan Police on April the 13th. Indonesia's Immigration Director General denied on Saturday, May the 5th, a report by an Israeli media portal claiming that it was issuing tourist visas to Israel. Israeli media portal Haaretz reported on May the 3rd that Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim majority country, was issuing tourist visas to Israelis. The article said the policy had been effective since May the 1st. However, Indonesian immigration spokesperson Agung Sampurno has since denied the report. He said in a press release that the Indonesian government does not have a tourist visa policy for Israeli citizens, while stressing that Indonesia and Israel had no diplomatic relations. Agung said the granting of visas to foreign citizens from a country that did not have diplomatic relations with Indonesia was only made possible through the calling visa mechanism, which is overseen by the Foreign Ministry and its related agencies, including the Immigration Directorate General. Agung said the report stating Indonesia was issuing tourist visas to Israel is a hoax. Haaretz stated that Israelis could apply for tourist visas through the Israel-Indonesia Agency, which, according to Haaretz, has been set up last month. Haaretz's article did not quote any Indonesian authorities. The number of white-bodied aircraft leaving Bali via the International Airport of Ngurah Rai in Denpasar rose 5.59% to almost 3,000 units in March. Head of the Bali Office of the Central Bureau of Statistics Adi Nugroho said in Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, May 6, that most of the passengers were foreign holidaymakers. Most of them came to Bali by air via the Ngurah Rai Airport. Adi Nugroho said increases was also recorded in the volume of air cargoes leaving Bali between February to March. The five main countries of destination were Australia, China, Singapore, Malaysia, and Hong Kong. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Jafar Mukhlisin, head of Forestry Office of the Jakarta Administration, said recently that Jakarta Administration plans to build 10 new parks this year. The new park will be developed across the capital city, which has allocated 27 billion rupiahs in funds for the park development. At the same time, he said the administration will also renovate the existing 11 parks. China will increase imports of electronic components from Indonesia to make up for the stoppage of its import from the United States following the trade war involving the world's two largest economies. Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, said on Saturday, May 5, that electronic components are high in demand in China. He remarked that the opportunity is open for Indonesia to increase exports to this country. Jauhari said Indonesia's export of electronic components to China are valued around $4 billion per year, or the same as Indonesia's exports of biodiesel. Indonesia also exports household furniture, timber, and processed products of timber valued around $3 billion. He said before flying to Jakarta to be home to welcome Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang, who will visit Indonesia at the invitation of President Joko Widodo, that increase in the exports of electronic components and other commodities could reduce the deficit in trade with China, which is reaching $5 billion last year. The ambassador further said the Chinese-Indonesian bilateral trade is valued around $65 billion and the figure is expected to continue to swell. Last item, the government is set to submit a revised 2018 state budget as an attempt to patch the fuel and oil subsidy by 10 trillion rupiahs. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution recently said in Jakarta that based on the suggestion of the finance minister, the budget for the revised state budget is around 10 trillion rupiahs. The government's attempt on handling the fuel issue was discussed in a coordination meeting on Wednesday that plans to help Pertamina conduct its new task in distributing diesel fuel not only to regions outside of Jawa Island but also to Jawa, Madura, and Bali. Darmin said the finance minister finally made a choice to add the subsidy. However, the nominal would be recalculated. However, it is around 10 trillion rupiahs. The decision to add fuel subsidy will affect Presidential Decree No. 191/2014 on fuel and oil that is scheduled to be completed before the end of this month. Darmin's statement also confirms the Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan that openly said the government would increase its fuel subsidy to maintain price stability. Minister Darmin asserted that the government will not provide subsidies for premium fuel. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The Press Society and Societies launched anti-hoax website. Energy Ministry responds to Pertamina oil spill in Balikpapan Bay. News on tourist visas for Israelis is hoax according to the Indonesian government. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, a daily segment which today is on President asks all Indonesians to promote Asian Games. President Joko Widodo took the initiative to inflame the spirit of Asian Games the 18th, 2018 by wearing an Asian Games themed jacket while receiving a visit of representatives of the Organization of Intra-Senior High School Students with Achievements at Bogor Palace West Java on Thursday, May the 4th. At the back of the jacket, there is an illustration of some sports that will be contested. Above the illustration, it is read, Asian Games, in big white letters. There is an ornament with Asian Games 18 logo covering the front part of the jacket. At the right arm of the jacket, it is read, Indonesia. Jokowi explained that he was wearing the jacket to promote the 2018 Asian Games. The president, accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno and Education Minister Muhajir Effendi, said this is a joint obligation to promote the Asian Games so that all the people should have a sense of belonging towards this great event. The jacket worn by President Jokowi is designed by a local manufacturer of Never to Levi's brand. It also designed another Jokowi's jacket worn when riding a motorcycle to Sukabumi, West Java early last month. President Jokowi invites the whole community to jointly promote the Asian Games. The head of state also appealed to the Minister of the Working Cabinet to follow in his footsteps to promote the Asian Games. On the occasion, the president also gave quizzes to the student representatives with bike prizes. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi said he was impressed to see the Asian Games jacket worn by President Joko Widodo. He admitted that he first saw the jacket then and said it is an innovation of the president. The action needs to be followed by ministers to heads of regions to promote the Asian Games. The 2018 Asian Games will be held in Jakarta and Palembang from August the 18th. President Joko Widodo has requested a limited cabinet meeting at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta, that the promotion of Asian Games is encouraged. That was My Indonesia of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1994. Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom and French President François Mitterrand officiated at the opening of the Channel Tunnel. The Channel Tunnel is a 50.45 kilometers rail tunnel linking Folkestone, Kent in the United Kingdom with Coquelles, Pas-de-Calais near Calais in the northern France, beneath the English Channel at the Strait of Dover. Ideas for a cross-channel fixed link appeared as early as 1802, but British political and press pressure over the compromising of national security stalled attempts to construct a tunnel. An early attempt at building a channel tunnel was made in the late 19th century on the English side in the hope of forcing the hand of the English government. The eventual successful project, organized by Eurotunnel, began construction in 1988 and opened in 1994. At £5.5 billion sterling at 1985 prices, it was at the time the most expensive construction project ever proposed. The cost finally amounted to to 9 billion pounds or 21 billion US dollars, well over its predicted budget. Second item in the Today in History is from 1856. Sigmund Freud, Australian neurologist and psychoanalyst, is born and died in 1939. Sigmund Freud was born on May 6, 1856 and died on September 23, 1939. He was an Austrian neurologist and the founder of psychoanalysis, a clinical method for treating psychopathology through dialogue between a patient and a psychoanalyst. In creating psychoanalysis, Freud developed therapeutic techniques such as the use of free association and discovered transference, establishing its central role in analytic process. Freud's redefinition of sexuality to include its infantile forms led him to formulate the Oedipus complex as the central tenet of psychoanalytical theory. His analysis of dreams as wish fulfillments provided him with models for the clinical analysis of symptom formation and the underlying mechanism of repression. On this basis, Freud elaborated his theory of the unconscious and went on to develop a model of psychic structure comprising it, ego and superego. Freud postulated the existence of libido, an energy with which mental processes and structures are invested and which generates erotic attachments and a dead drive, the source of compulsive repetition, hate, aggression, neurotic guilt. The Lysia system is from 1992. The first International No Diet Day is celebrated in the United Kingdom. International No Diet Day is an annual celebration of body acceptance, including fat acceptance and body shape diversity. This day is also dedicated to promoting a healthy lifestyle with a focus on health at any size and in raising awareness of the potential dangers of dieting and the unlikelihood of success. The first International No Diet Day was celebrated in the United Kingdom in 1992. Feminist groups in other countries around the globe have started to celebrate International No Diet Day, especially in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India, Israel, Denmark, Sweden, and Brazil. International No Diet Day is observed on May 6, and its symbol is a light blue ribbon. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with this week's Spotlight. This edition is on Indonesia, a diverse country but lives in harmony. Indonesia encourages the revitalization of the words wasatiyat or moderate Islam axis. The statement was made by President Joko Widodo in his speech at the opening ceremony of high-level consultation of world Muslim scholars on wasatiyat or moderate Islam held at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday, May the 1st. As adherents of a religion that is a blessing to the whole universe, the president said Muslims should be role models in developing peace and unity and the driving force of world progress. According to the president, now there has been a lot of progress in Muslim countries. Economic, political, as well as science and technology developments in Muslim countries are growing rapidly and no less than in other parts of the world. On the other hand, there is also a disturbing development in various parts of the world. The rapidly expanding communication technology, the widespread use of social media, have brought significant social implications. Therefore, Indonesia welcomes the strengthening spirit of moderation in the great movement in the Islamic world. According to the president, this high-level consultation forum can be a place to share experiences in Tasamu or developing tolerance. In addition to sharing experience, the president added, the Islam Wasatiyat movement should become a worldwide joint movement that can inspire leaders, ulama or scholars, youth and Muslims in general to stay firm on the path of moderation of Islam. The president also said the involvement of the ulama or scholars become very important because the scholars are heirs of the prophet and exemplary torch for the ummah or followers. If the clerics unite to immerse moderation of Islam, then the president is optimistic that the words wasatiyat or moderate Islam axis will become the mainstream that will give hope for the birth of a world that is peaceful, safe, prosperous, and just. And it will become an Islamic movement to bring about social justice. At the beginning of his speech, the president introduced Indonesia as a diverse country but still lives in harmony. He said, the diversity is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God the Almighty that must be maintained. It is the sort of power that makes Indonesia a strong nation. The opening ceremony was attended by Al-Azhar Grand Sheikh, Professor Dr. Ahmad Muhammad At-Tayyib, 100 prominent scholars and Muslim scholars from Indonesia and the world, and ambassadors of Islamic countries in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Iranian Vice President for Women and Household Affairs, Masumah Ebtekar, said that in a meeting with President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday morning, they discussed the steps on developing cooperation between Iran and Indonesia. During the meeting, they also talked about the development of economic cooperation between the two countries in recent years. Currently, Masumah Ebtekar explained, Iran has many opportunities that can be utilized by investors from Indonesia to invest in Iran. Related to cooperation in the field of women's development, Masumah Ebtekar explained that Indonesia and Iran have different experiences in that regard. Both countries can share the experience so that women's development will be directed to socio-economic development. That was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. In an unprecedented move, 22 national and regional news media organizations and a number of associations have launched a website to debunk false news and hoaxes ahead of the 2019 election in Indonesia. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministries Oil and Gas Engineering and Environment Director Suryaningsi said that there needs to be an emergency response restoration procedure for Pertamina's broken oil pipe following the oil spill in the Balikpapan Bay, East Kalimantan. Indonesia's Immigration Director General denied on Saturday, May the 5th, a report by an Israeli media portal claiming that it was issuing tourist visas to Israeli. The number of white-bodied aircraft leaving Bali via the International Airport Ngurah Rai of Denpasar rose 5.59% to almost 3,000 units in March. Jafar Mukhlisin, head of the Forestry Office of the Jakarta Administration, said that Jakarta Administration plans to build 10 new parks this year. China will increase imports of electronic components from Indonesia to make up for the stoppage of its import from the United States following the trade war involving the world's two largest economies. The Indonesian government is set to submit a revised 2018 state budget as an attempt to patch the fuel and oil subsidy by 10 trillion rupiahs. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture, and tradition, also culinary. In addition, I will introduce Yehleh Beach in Bali. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. Many beaches in Bali present beautiful and amazing panorama. One of them is Yehleh Beach or Pangeragoan Beach. It is unique and interesting because on the shore, there are many rocks that separate the land from the sea. When the seawater receded, the rocks here stand out in many dazzling sizes. This beach is located on the border between Jembrana District and Tabanan Regency on the side of Gilimanuk Denpasar Highway. Because its location is on the roadside, access to the beach is quite easy. With a large parking area, visitors can directly park their vehicles to enjoy the natural beauty of Yehleh Beach. On Yehleh Beach, in addition to the large parking lot, there is also a gazebo for those who want to rest for a while. There are also stalls providing snacks and beverages. Usually, a beach has beautiful white sand, but Yehleh Beach has thousands and even millions of natural rocks that make it different from the beaches in general. This beach is perfect for a tourist destination, especially if you love fishing. With the charm of the underwater beauty, you can visit Yehleh Beach, especially during the low tide. In addition to enjoying the beauty of the sunset there, you are also more likely to get many sea animals hidden among the rocks located on the shores of Yehleh. Indeed, the main attraction of this beach is the rocks. Most of Yehleh Beach is gently sloping and tend to be flat. So when you set foot on this beach, you do not have to worry your legs will be covered with sand or become wet because you will step on the rock surface, which is hard and a bit rough. The lack of sand surfaces on the beach makes it not ideal for sunbathing, but you can always sit back and relax on the rocks scattered on the beach. For those of you who like taking pictures, different natural nuances here will certainly provide a more special experience. In addition to presenting the natural beauty of the blue sea, the waves here are quite large and elongated, very suitable for surfing. That was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Yehleh Beach in Bali Province. Until tomorrow with another topic.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Ms. Leni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesian life, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. Today's edition, we'll be discussing Asian Games to boost tourism in Indonesia. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Asian Games 2018 will be held in Indonesia from August the 18th to September the 2nd. The 18th Asian Regional Multisport event will be held in two places, Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra. This is the second time for Indonesia to host the event after the 4th Asian Games held in Jakarta in 1962. At the sporting event, Indonesia will be visited by many visitors from various countries. This provides its own advantages for Indonesia from the economy and tourism sides. Chairman of the Asian Games 2018 Organizing Committee, or INASGOC, Erick Thohir, said the event will boost Indonesian tourism sector. To take advantage of the moment, INASGOC, together with the Ministry of Tourism, have created a package of tour promotion for foreign tourists during the 2018 Asian Games. The package is in the form of regular promotion for the public and special promotion through the athletes and participating country team officials who will arrive a month earlier than the opening day. According to Erick Thohir, the tour package is aimed at foreign tourists who are interested in sports. After watching the matches, they can visit tourist destinations in Indonesia such as Bali. He said it will be difficult for tourists who are already in favorite places like Bali to come to the 2018 Asian Games. At the time of Asian Games 2018, is taking place, the number of foreign tourists is estimated to reach around 250,000 people. In addition, Erick is of the opinion that the organizing of the 2018 Asian Games will not be disturbed by the moment of the political year in Indonesia. The announcement of the presidential and vice presidential candidates scheduled in August this year is expected not to affect the Asian Games. Meanwhile, Palembang, as one of the cities where the implementation of Asian Games 2018 also continues to clean up and prepare its leading tourist destinations such as Musi River and several other tributaries in the city of Palembang. Currently, normalization of Sekanak River is being done. Acting Palembang Mayor Ahmad Najib explained that the Palembang City Government has prepared a budget of 7.5 billion rupiahs for Sekanak River restoration, which will be one of the tourist destinations in Palembang. In the near future, the program, which has been planned since 2016 by then Mayor Harno Joyo, has entered the preparation stage of the work. This river will be much prettier and become one of the new tourism destinations in Palembang City. That was Musilani.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello. Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Edward Kusalik in Canada. In his email, Mr. Edward Kusalik complained because his reception report to VOI, especially to the German section, dated December 14, 2017, where he was listening to true frequency of 9521 kHz at 1800 hours to 1833 hours UTC, has never been replied. Hello, Mr. Edward Kusalik, we are really sorry for your inconvenience. It is because we received so many emails and letters from our regular listeners throughout the world. But you do not have to worry because your email has been forwarded to the German section. Please wait for the reply. As information for you and other listeners, since January 1st, 2018, Voice of Indonesia has broadcasted on voinews.id. And if you want to send your email, you can send it to voi@voinews.id. We change our website's address is for listener satisfaction. Thank you. Well, Mr. Edward Kusalik, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Edward Kusalik, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tanyakan aku, cintakah aku?
Listener, now we will reply an email from Mr. Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on April 13, 2018 at 13:25 UTC. At that time, he listened to one of our segments, Indonesian Wonder, which presented Dongkal Cake, a traditional cake from Betawi. Hello, Mr. Baikan Hazarika. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Indonesia has so many kinds of traditional foods. Through our broadcast, we try to introduce Indonesian traditional foods so our listeners can know them well. And if someday our listeners visit Indonesia, hopefully you have known what kinds of food to be taste. Special for you and our other regular listeners will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Bisa menebak, ku tak bisa membaca tentang kamu, tentang kamu. Kau buatku bertanya, selalu dalam hatiku tentang kamu. Kamu bagaimana bila akhirnya ku cinta kau dari kekuranganmu hingga lebihmu bagaimana bila semua
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Dildar Ahmed Lagari in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari. Thank you very much for your compliment on our country. Indonesian people are majority Muslims. Because of that, there are many designers of Muslim fashion. One of them is Dian Pelangi, who is well known not only in Indonesia, but also abroad. And we have also shopping centers with special sell Muslim fashion, namely Tanah Abang Market. Tanah Abang Market is located at the Kelurahan Kebon Kacang. The market has been known to exist since 1735. Tanah Abang Market is the main textile trade in Indonesia and the biggest in Southeast Asia. Other market areas, Block A and Block B, were added to the area in 2005 and 2010. Block A is the biggest among others with 160,000 square meter with almost 8,000 kiosks. It's visited about 80,000 buyers in busy days with transaction about 500 billion rupiah or $43 million per day and has well known in Africa and Middle East. Well, Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Kekasihku, sayangku, ku ingin kau tahu, hati ini kan selalu menantikan cinta.
Selamat
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through voi@voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016, at 1200 hours to 1300 hours UTC with SIMPO to 4222 and 2322. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for the poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite severe noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. You can only monitor our radio through our website voinews.id. voinews.id. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. Once again, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Banyak cinta yang datang.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.